This week, the best trampoline athletes in the world are competing for World Cup titles, with competitions in Lake Placid, New York, and Quebec City. The heavy favorites are Russia, the Ukraine, and China. Trampoline artists here in the U.S. say their sport sometimes gets tagged as the kind of spectacle that belongs in circuses, not the Olympics. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports on what attracts top-notch athletes to the trampoline.
One of the joys of watching great athletes is glimpsing those rare moments when the laws of nature seem to break down. Time slows and stops. Gravity is abolished.
I think for sure it's a liberating feeling. It's the closest thing that you can get, I think, to flying besides jumping out of an airplane and skydiving.
Ryan Weston is from Pocatello, Idaho. He actually does some circus work to make a living, but he's also one of the top technical trampoline jumpers in the U.S. and says he wants the sport taken seriously. During a practice session at the Olympic Training Center in Lake Placid, he and teammate Chris Estrada from Lafayette, Louisiana, launched themselves again and again 30 feet into the air.
That's one of the best parts about it. You just free falling for a split second. It's like you're flying.
Both men have compact, muscular bodies, half dancer and half wrestler. They fold themselves origami style into incredible twisting shapes, all three stories high.
I'm a twister. You know, I do a quad twisting double backflip, which is pretty cool, I think.
Keep in mind, each leap actually lasts only about 2 seconds. During World Cup competitions like this one, judges rate the athletes on the precision and difficulty of their moves. It looks sort of magical, but the coach of the American team, Dmitry Pulyarush, says athletes like Weston and Estrada, both in their 20s, develop reflexes over years of mundane practice.
My kids been trained for coordination. This is the main thing on trampoline. They have to feel in the body positions in air. You know, some kids is born completely without that, and that's impossible.
Impossible and sometimes dangerous. These trampolines are powerful. If your backyard trampoline is a VW Bug, this rig is a Hummer. A slight miscalculation and it throws bodies sprawling.
Unfortunately, sometimes this happens where you do get a little bit off and you fly off.
I've had a couple on my head. A couple years ago, I decided to do a doggy drop to the frame. My knee was swollen for a good month.
And that's one of the things that people, I think, you know, we're kind of, as humans, sick that way. We like to see people fall.
Part of the thrill of flying is this fear of falling. The beauty of this sport is that most of the time, the athletes go flying again, springing skyward so fast and so high that you forget they ever touched Earth. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.